It's time for the Playola Pick of the Week. My featured guest for the evening will be Los Johnson, also known as J. Logan Smith. We'll be talking about his CD, Lost in Mendocino, and listen to a couple of tracks from this creative musical masterpiece. Also, I'll be featuring new music from Deb Ryder, Breezy Radio, and Tad Robinson. So gather your family, friends, the dog, and the cat around the old computer and tune in at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time for an action-packed 3-hour journey into the blues on E to the Bar with me, Les Tarr, on your magical musical internet Sharavision radio station, KSAV.org. Okay, it is time for the Playola Pick of the Week, and this week, music submitted was from a young man by the name of J. Logan Smith. He's from Westport, California, in the northern part of Mendonesia, Mendocino County, and this is a pretty good-sounding CD, and I'm going to start you off with a track. This happens to be off of his Lost in Mendocino CD. And if I only had a, if we were only on TV, you ought to see the cover. This will just blow your mind. He's got a big seaweed wig on his head and a seaweed beard. It's just too much, and he's halfway up to his waist in water in a high tide. And definitely looks like he's lost. But we're going to start you off with a cut entitled Rain. That time will come, and it most certainly will. It's got to. I figure with the drought that's going on, this would be an appropriate tune. Again, it's Lost Johnson.
Coming down, I said, let it rain! like a shot of pain. Rain coming down, I said, let it rain. Ain't nothing but a storm straight to your heart. Come on, let that rain.
All right, my Blues Vipers, we just heard from Lost Johnson off of his Lost in Mendocino CD with a cut entitled Rain, The Time Will Come. And as a matter of fact, the time has come because on the line with me right now is Lost Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Les. It's great being on your show. It's been a while since I've been there on the 8 to the Bar with Tar.
Yeah, since the old KMFB days.
That's right.
That's been a while.
That's right.
And, hey, the CD sounds great. I'm glad you sent it into the Playola Pick of the Week. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, and, thanks, man. That was a labor of love, as they say.
And I noticed that we have a number of mutual friends on this. It's a well-produced CD, and I'm glad to be playing it on the show.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you playing it.
All right. Now, you are, just for the listeners wanting to get to know you a little bit better, sure, not only through your music, but you live in Westport, which is about 20 miles north of Fort Bragg?
Yeah, we're right at the edge of the end of the world.
Okay.
Westport, California.
All right. And you're pretty active musically in, of course, the Fort Bragg area and Mendocino.
That's right.
And as a matter of fact, right now you're involved in an art project and a music project at the restaurant in Fort Bragg.
That's right.
You're playing there once a month with your group, the Smoke Detectors, right?
Well, yeah, we've just started music here again at the restaurant, and it's one of the oldest establishments here in Fort Bragg. It's been recently totally remodeled in a couple of different phases, and just talked the owner into letting us have some fun along with the First Friday's gallery that has just opened in the last couple of months. And we're kind of reaching in the dark with a lot of the stuff, and it seems to just get just overwhelming response with everything that's going on here.
Well, that's good to know. It's a place to go and dig the show. You're appearing.
Best food in town, best music in town, and probably the best art and painting in town. So, you know, we got the best of everything here.
All right. Well, not only are you a musician and a producer, and yeah, I know you have your fingers in a number of pies, and one of them including art as well. You're an oil painter.
Well, actually, mixed medium, a painter. I use it all, oil, acrylic, spray roll and brush, but.
All right. Now, you're not a tagger. You're not one of these graffiti guys,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not into graffiti at all. I'm not a tagger. but if, you could probably show me a thing or two about that stuff.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, I'm not an artist either.
You're not a tagger, are you?
No. I can't move that fast.
Let's forget about all that.
Yeah, I can't move that fast.
No, we're not going there.
Sloppy artwork. But you also play music in the area with your band, the Smoke Detectors, and of course you have a slogan, Logan, that goes with the Smoke Detectors, and that is...
Yeah, that was a few years back. That slogan was like... If there's smoke, we're there.
Okay, where there's smoke, we're there. I like that.
Yeah, man.
You had to get a number of gigs with the local fire departments with a name like that.
You know, I've been doing that volunteer fire department thing up at the Westport Barbecue. It's all in, everything goes, all the funds, all the money raised goes to the Westport Volunteer Fire Department. This is the 11th year now I'm going to be doing it. Putting it on, putting it together. We usually have, six or eight bands and acts and just great, great food. And I think this year it's going to be on Saturday, August 15th, I do believe.
Okay, well, we'll make that announcement as the date draws nearer. But
great.
Meanwhile, You're doing First Fridays at the restaurant in Fort Bragg, and the downbeat is usually about what time?
Downbeat's usually about 5:30, and we usually close the gallery right around 9-ish. And First Fridays, the last couple of First Fridays, it's really starting to happen again here in Fort Bragg. Getting a lot of people out on the streets and jumping from gallery to gallery, and it's a good time. There's all ages, and Susan gets a lot of people staying for dinner with that many people hanging around. In fact, she's doing record numbers right now, which is fabulous.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you will hopefully one day, will you ever be making it down to the South Coast, Point Arena, even Wallala?
Yeah, you know, a couple of the smoke detectors work down that way. They work their way south. They've got other little jazz trios or whatever, and we've got offers to go that far, but, you know, it is a bit of a journey, and, you know, we're kind of low budget, but we will go there if the payola is right.
There you go. Well, speaking of payola, before we finish this interview, I'd like to let the listeners know that you can be reached at, of course, at your website, which is j.logansmith.com, to learn more about you as a producer, an entertainer, and performer, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, hey, listen, on that note, Logan, I want to thank you for submitting your music to the Playola Pick of the Week. And we will be spinning this fabulous CD as time goes on.
Well, thanks very much, Les. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all you do for the Lost Johnson and the Smoke Detectors.
All right. Very good, then. And I want to thank you for sending your music to the Playola Pick of the Week.
All right, Les. You have a good one, man.
All right. You do the same now, and thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Where's my girl when I want her so much? Oh, my girl got that special touch. I'm feeling high and I'm looking low. She got plenty of legs, she got chicken to go. Where's my girl? Say. She's a classic, a Model A. Feeling high and I'm looking low. She got plenty of legs, she got chicken to go. Where's my girl?
That was Los Johnson off of his Lost in Mendocino CD with Where's My Girl. And that is your Playola Pick of the Week. And if you are a blues artist that has a band or music that you've written and you'd like to share with us, feel free to send it in. My mailing address is P.O. Box 1848. That's 1848. Willits, W-I-L-L-I-T-S, California 95490. Or you can send your tune to me by way of email attachment. My email address is lestarr, L-E-S-T-A-R-R, at pacific.net. And just send your tune by way of an email attachment. And also a bio on yourself and a contact phone number, where we can get a hold of you and possibly get you on the air with a little interview.